Am I on? All right, thank you. Good evening. This is a picture of the night sky. And, you know, when you look at this, you realize what an amazing universe we live in. I don't know where this picture was taken. I didn't take it. I found it on Google. I thought it looked pretty good. And it kind of, a lot of scriptures come to mind. One of them, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. You don't have to turn there. I'll read it to you. It says, "Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing." Also, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6, it reads, "You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry host, the earth and all that is in it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you." It really is a beautiful planet and a beautiful universe we live in. But, you know me, I like to question things, and the first question that comes to my mind is, well, how big is it? This is our lovely Earth. It's a beautiful little planet. And this is Venus. And by the way, for those of you that are wondering about my credibility, I totally stole this from my AP physics teacher. So, yeah. So this is, you know, Venus and some of the other planets. So here's Earth down here. You guys in the back probably can't see that. We have the gas giants, Jupiter and such. Here's our sun. And there's Jupiter down there at the bottom, the big one from the last slide. And there's Earth, a little tiny dot about the size of my laser pointer. So now you look at this slide. This dot right here is our sun. And Jupiter is a little pixel about right there. And the Earth is pretty well invisible. So now, what is... there's those big stars from the last slide I just showed you. And the sun is one pixel right about there. Jupiter is invisible. And where are we? This is an amazing picture. I love this picture. I believe it was taken by the Hubble Space Telescope. And it's looking out over the beautiful starry hosts. That's a close-up. Let's go even closer. Wait a minute. All those stars I just showed you weren't just stars. They were galaxies. Just thousands of billions of stars crammed into one little area. All looks like this. That's just amazing. You know, when I look, this brings back, God knows all these stars by name. There's a bunch of them. Hey, this thing here on the bottom is a red blood cell. If you draw blood, which I wouldn't recommend you do right now, but if you draw blood, one drop of blood has about 4 to 6 million of these little red blood cells. That's a lot of blood cells. And you know, your whole body's got, you know, how many gallons are in you, and you've got all that blood. Okay, so notice the baker's yeast here. Let's go forward. Here's our baker's yeast again. We have our mitochondria and our lysosome. Those are important parts. You need those. Okay, what was that? Let's go back in. All right. There's our lysosome again. More stuff, the HIV virus, the influenza virus, right there, measles. Okay, there's our hepatitis virus. It is right there in the middle. Let's go forward. We can see it much closer. There's a ribosome. Ribosomes are very important. They work in your cells. They attach to your rough ER. Don't ask me what they do. I don't know. Let's go forward again. There's our ribosome again. It's close up. Now we see the hemoglobin. That stuff's in your blood. That's important as well. Yeah, your phospholipids. Okay, notice this right here. This is glucose, plant sugar. It's kind of small. Okay, now we have a water molecule and a carbon atom. You know, how big is a carbon atom, though? That's tiny. We just worked our way all the way down from a red blood cell, which is already minuscule in itself, all the way down to a little tiny carbon atom. But what's a carbon atom made of? This is what a carbon atom is made of. You have your protons, neutrons, and electrons, and they all orbit themselves in a little tiny ball. Now you look at this and say, man, carbon is tiny. It's just absolutely minuscule. Does it go down any farther than that? Matter of fact, yes, carbon is not the biggest atom. There are quite a few more. There's boron, beryllium, lithium, helium, and hydrogen are all smaller atoms. It's 5 of them. Carbon's number 6. So if hydrogen is a nucleus, which is the smallest atom, this nucleus of the smallest atom was about 7 inches across, which is about that yay big. The nearest electron, the part that orbits it on the outside, would be 11 miles away. That is a long way. I do not want to walk 11 miles today. That's just impressive how all that is so small. Now, imagine those big stars, those super big stars I showed you earlier. Imagine all the particles, all the minuscule particles that are in those stars. That is amazing. Just absolutely phenomenal. One of the things that just blows my mind is whether it be the biggest star... or the smallest quirk, God made every single bit of that. That is just mind-blowing. A friend, when I was making this PowerPoint, a friend pointed out to me, God did it all in 7 days. I have a hard enough time getting all my homework done in 7 days, yet God made all this. That's impressive. Psalms 19, verse 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands." And Colossians 1, 16 and 17 says, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." The creator of all this, he loves each and every one of you. That's even more mind-blowing than he can create all of it. The fact he loves us, the people who live on that little tiny marble I showed you guys earlier, just completely invisible compared to some of the other stuff. He loves you guys. He loves me. Romans 8, verse 39 says, "For I am convinced that neither life nor death, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Yet even more amazing than the fact he loves us is he sent his son to die for us. John 3:16, we all know this by heart. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So what better invitation is there? The great God of the universe sent his son to die for you. How do you respond? Will you believe in him and be baptized for the remission of your sins? That is the only way to heaven. If so, come forward as we stand and sing. Tender.